Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven here on 93.9 The Ville. Marcus Maven will be in here in just a few minutes. Just running a couple minutes behind, but that's okay. We could not wait. He gave me a heads up. I could not wait. Nick could not wait. After a great weekend, we're just keeping the vibes rolling. We couldn't keep the people waiting. Welcome back. Nicky V, what's going on, my man?
What's up, man? Oh, I need to play my sounder. Sorry about that. Yeah,
what are you doing?
Yeah, I know. My bad. I'm too excited.
They want the boot.
Look, can you just say it? Can you say it for me? Please, oh, please. I don't want you to force it. Were you trying to do it organically? I'm sorry, but it's Monday.
It was good.
I need it.
It was good. And Scott Satterfield is out here working for
us,
baby.
There it is,
what
baby.
Do you want me to
Let's
say?
Go.
He's doing his thing. He just keeps doing his thing, man. And it's awesome. And we're going to get into it today. We're going to get into this game on Saturday night. A big question going forward on two things. First thing is Malik. A lot of rumors out there floating right now. I know a few people have claimed they have. You saw Malik Cunningham out. Out and about with a little rumor of maybe a cast on his hand. So I don't know.
Oh boy.
We've not been contacted, so we'll see. That just seems to be the major rumor that is going around right now. So we'll see what that means. If it means anything for the team, if it means anything for Saturday, whatever that is. But there's another big question. And it's about one Coach Satterfield and what he's done to, I don't want to say, I don't know if pulling itself out of the grave is necessarily, if it was that far, but man, I mean, just where we are today, you go back, I was sitting in Orlando International Airport as we've concluded a loss to Boston College. And I was like, I cannot fathom any scenario he's the coach next year. I mean, just none. There was nothing in my head that I could make up that was like, he's the coach. It's like, even if he holds serve and wins five games, whatever, like six games, you just can't. And here we sit. 4 weeks later, 5 weeks later with a bye, I guess. Here we sit. And, man, it's almost to where, and I'm not saying I say this. I tweeted this out the other day. I'm not saying this is what I necessarily think. But where we're to the point to where we say, hey, do you go ahead and lock him up? I mean, like, this is where we're at. So we'll have that conversation. There's a lot to break down here. Here's what we'll do. Let's get straight to the phone lines. We got people calling in. 8150-939-3831 is the text line. Or
straight up. Pay him. Pay that man his money.
Right. Right. It's what is that, Rounders?
I think so, yeah. What's his name? Ben Affleck's buddy. Ah,
yeah.
Matt Damon.
Matt
Jeez,
Damon. Yeah. That's awesome. All right, Jason, welcome in, man. What's going on?
Morning, Steve. How you doing this morning?
I'm good this morning. I'm good.
It's crazy. 3 or 4 weeks ago, we were all sitting here saying that Scott Satterfield should be fired. It doesn't matter about the recruiting class. You know, he's not performing, whatever. And here we are today looking at Clemson, who just got absolutely destroyed by Notre Dame, an unranked team. And, like, not to throw shade at Notre Dame, but still. And yet here we are, and I feel like it's very reasonable to think that we are going to go in there and beat them in Clemson. I mean, our defense has looked phenomenal, and Clemson's quarterbacks have looked like crap the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you got to think, man, you got Scott Satterfield out here getting a top 20 recruiting class. We've got him out here with us. We might win out the rest of the season. That's not crazy to think.
Right.
I mean, dude, like you said, lock him up. I mean, who would have thought that we would be at this point? But, hey, I'm so glad we are. Go Cards, and have a great day.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate the call, Jason. Yeah, I mean, I think that's where some people are today, where you go, I mean, listen, Nick, I got to watch the fourth quarter, because I've only been to the Florida State game this year, because it was just the way the schedules worked out. I mean, there was the joke. By the way, somebody come up to me. I watched the first half or so, first three quarters with my wife and her cousin. They were sitting in the stands, so I was like, well, I'm going there, just sit with them, you know. And somebody come up to me in the crowd was like, when James Madison was up there for a bit, and they were like, man, I thought I was gonna have to come over here and say, man, you're gonna have to leave. I was like, no, you're right, and you would have
totally fair.
I was like, yeah, no, totally, you're absolutely fair in doing that, but it was it didn't turn out that way, and I got to watch the fourth quarter on the field.
Humble brag.
No, it was awesome, man. Stood there with blank. Well, people know on this show, if you listen, like, that's like one of my favorite things to do. I like to go down there in the fourth quarter and finish the game. You hear the fans, you can hear everything. You know, I love that, and I got to stand down there with Blankenbaker, and I mean Josh Hurd. We were just kicking it, whatever. But you know, Josh, I don't know if he want, you know, Jay. I don't know. I mean, you know, that's what
we, you guys on a first name basis.
That's what we call him. You know, call him Jay Easy. You know, that's what we call him when we're just kicking it. You know what I'm saying?
Jay Easy.
Yeah, Jay Easy. I'm like, oh, what up, Jay Easy? You know, he's like, oh man. You know, so we dap up.
I got to meet him in person at the tailgate for Card March.
Yeah.
You know, I took on the role of Patty Ice this weekend. I was tailgate setter upper man, okay. And I don't think I broke anything, which was nice.
It's good.
But I got to meet him, and he is just as handsome in person as he is on TV.
Hey, listen, I told him, man, I talked to him this weekend, and I said, hey, man, as a fan, I said, this is the fan talking to you, bro. The fan, Steve Rummage. It's your world now. You know, and of course, he's like, he lives this, man. He's like, man, we got a great team. I'm like, listen, I feel you on all that, and you do. But this is you now. Look, hey, I was giving him I will follow you into the depths of hell, Josh. You have Steve Rummage. This is what I'm telling you.
Steve, where did you get a spear?
I know. I'm like, yeah. It's like, Brick, you might have killed a guy.
Didn't need to tell you. You might want to lay low.
Yeah. Like, no, I was giving Josh the Steve Rummage. Like, I'm surrendering to you. I am at your service, sir.
I'm officially a bannerman now.
Yes.
Whatever. You go to war, I go to war.
Yeah, like, no, you're my guy. You're my guy. I didn't necessarily feel like that over the last 5 years with everybody, but I was like, listen, you have me. You have me. So that was good, man. But no, it was cool. Man, being back down there, Maben said it yesterday. I was talking to him on the phone. He's like, man, he said, when I heard people were saying they saw you down on the field and you were doing your thing, it was like, okay, all's right with the world again. Like, it does feel that way. This weekend.
Nature is healing.
Yes, this weekend did feel that way, man. When you get that IARP news, you know, and then you go in, you get another game, and then you come this weekend and, you come to the game, I guess I should say.
Good for you.
It was a good game. It was a really good game. No, but then you come to the game this weekend.
And Steve will never be allowed back in that Chuck E. Cheese.
You're at the game this weekend, and it's a great vibe, man, and you can feel it. Like, you could feel people. Like, then you've got a five-star Carter Bryant on campus, you know, for the basketball team, and now he's out here tweeting TJ Robinson, and seems like he had a great time. And you know, it's like the vibe is picking up a little bit here. I mean, people know what the basketball season may hold, you know. We'll get to that, and we got Bellarmine Wednesday night. We're going to talk about that, but just everything seems to be falling back in line where it almost feels like we're becoming Louisville again. I don't know how to explain it. It's just like, man, I mean, when you're watching this football team play and the swagger and the energy they play with and just everything, man, and that's what I was saying, being down there on the field just – back in hearing the guys and stuff, it was awesome. Texter says we need to lock up Carter, Brian, and Miranda. I'm with you. I don't know. Oh, there's Steve. Wait, when did he get a shield? Oh, yeah. <All right. laughs> That's pretty funny. Yeah, Scott Satterfield is working fools, man. And now you sit here. You're bowl eligible with three games left. Three games that – at one point in the year, I think we just chalked up as losses that now I mean, I'm with Jason. Like, the fan in me says you can win every game. I don't know that I would pick them, but I mean, at this point, Nick, is it more likely they get blown out in any of the three?
Or
win two? Like, it's like, I mean, I'm saying, is it more likely that they get just wiped off the face of the earth in one of them? Or win two of them?
You know what? If we were to put that poll up, and yeah. I know there's a recency bias, and I know there's fan optimism and everything like that, but no, I think that's fair because, I mean, look, Clemson got smoked by Notre Dame. They have that crazy home field winning streak. They're going to be coming off of an embarrassing loss. I feel like that actually hurts you more than it helps you.
Yeah.
But they're having issues with their quarterback.
Yeah.
I think I got to go back and look at the box score. Notre Dame had some success on the ground. And when you come off a game, now I know it's JMU, but you have two guys that had over 100 yards on the ground in Juwan Jordan and Tyon Evans.
Tyon Evans, yeah.
And Tyon Evans had a breakout performance. You feel like, okay, like we got a chance there. UK let Will Levis get sacked six times this weekend, four times in the first half.
Yeah.
You have right now the hottest pass rush going right now, I would say, at least in the ACC, one of them.
Well, no, I mean, I was going to say, yeah, I think you're probably the best in the ACC, which would make you – probably one of the 10 best pass rushers in America
right
now. You know, I mean.
So, I mean, like, okay, you feel like, hey, you got something going for you in that one. At least you feel like.
God, and Will Levis, that poor, poor man, starts to play Georgia.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that. That's a great point. I mean, if they got, he got the crap kicked out of him by Missouri.
I don't do this often. I'll say a quick prayer for Will Levis when they go to Athens.
throw up a quick Hail Mary for him.
Listen, God, just watch over Will Levis today. Keep him safe.
The poor guy's. Yeah. He might not be able to chew his mayo-covered bananas after, yeah.
Yeah, but no, you're right. You're right, man.
Now, I will say the one game going into this weekend, I thought that, okay, they lost Evan Leary. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe NC State was
going to. They look good.
That's the thing. Like, I thought, like, if you put a gun to my head and said you got to put your life on the cards getting one of those mm-hmm. next three, it would have been NC State. Now I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
Because they – and that's – and what a great conversation to be in that an NC State team that is still banged up.
Well, they're going to be ranked when they come in.
Right. Because they're going to take care of – who they got next?
Boston College.
So you got to think –
17th now, so they may be 16th, 15th.
They're going to be pretty good. Yeah. So I – now, how great would it be if Boston College knocks them off? And then would that erase the loss earlier in the year?
No. You erased that with beating Wake, in my opinion. I think at this point, I would rather Boston College just stay an anomaly, like where it's just like,
yeah, don't know what happened. It there. Just went. That insane. Was a brain fart. That was a brain fart game. Because the Syracuse game turned out to be. I mean, you came out flat. There's no doubt about that. But Syracuse turned out to be pretty okay this year.
That's the one I can't flip. You know, where I'm like, yeah, you lost that game. I can go back and expect I should have beaten Florida State. I was up on Florida State. They had their backup quarterback in. I should have won that game in the second half.
Yeah.
Like, I should have won that game. Boston College sucks. But I can even – the Boston College was such an outlier that you can almost say now that they're playing well. This is how the conversation changes.
Right. And that's why winning cures everything. And that's especially why a four-game winning
streak. When we have a quote-unquote extension conversation here in just a little bit, I'm okay with person who says, I'm going to wait it out. I want to wait it out till the end of the season. I have my argument, both sides there, where I think you may not want to, and then you may want to, you know. But I understand that because so much changes. Now you look back at Boston College, and again, it looks like such an outlier that it's like, okay, something just went crazy that day.
Right.
You know, and it does. Now I have substance, too, because now when you say, like, I don't like saying, man, if one player goes here or there, you know, then they're not a 5-win team. They're not a 6-win team. That's not fun for me. What I can play, though, is one play went here or there. I mean, if Louisville just has, let's say they have Florida State or Boston College back, they're in the top 20.
Mm-hmm.
If you beat Florida State and Boston College, you're dang near a top 10 team right now with one loss.
Right.
Like, that's where you would be. I can live with that where you say, okay, this team is just a margin off from, I mean, a margin, Nick, from being a top 10 team in the country.
Right.
I mean, they would probably be 13th, 12th, something like
They'd
that.
They'd be hovering
right now.
Around where's Clemson right now?
12th.
Yeah. And this is
NC State's, or I'm sorry, North Carolina is 15, I think, at six, or at with one loss. So maybe 10 is a little high. But they would be right around that 14, 15 mark.
I mean, this is the whole, if I had wheels, you know, I'd be a wagon discussion. Sure. But still, like.
There's another good one, too. But actually, I don't know if you can use
I'm
it
not
anymore.
Sure I can, yeah. Yeah. But that's why I went with the G-rated one. But
it may not be true anymore.
But, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, if that stuff happens, then they're knocking on CFP discussion. Stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not saying that they're going to get in, but Alabama, finally,
yeah.
I feel like they're going to have to remove them from the list, and Clemson's holding on, but...
Well, if they beat, I mean, you would say, I mean, because at this point, Louisville has wins over UCF, who is the top 20 team, I think they're either in the top 20 or right around it. You have wins over Wake Forest, who's the top 25 team.
Right.
You know, you would have a win over Florida State. Well, even though they probably wouldn't be a top 25 team.
I think they're 25 now, right?
They
just snuck in.
But I'm saying they would be hovering around there had they lost to Louisville. Right. You know, I mean, they're every team you've played, every single team Louisville has played, correct me if I'm wrong, outside of what, Virginia and Boston College, has either been in the top 20, or was Virginia in the top 25 to start the year? I don't know.
Were they? I think they might have been preseason. But, yeah, after that.
I don't know if they were. We'll say, I mean, but I mean, pretty much every team you've played has either been in the top 25 or is in it now. Like, that's pretty good. I mean, what Louisville's done to be 6-3 right now is pretty solid. Like, that's what I'm saying. And here, let me be clear. The one thing I love, and the reason why, if you're sitting there today and you're like, I don't know why I think I'm buying back in, it's what I said after after Pitt. I said, that was different. That looked right. different.
This isn't a UCF like
no, yeah, right,
last minute
right.
thing, you know, oh my God, thank goodness type yeah. play. This is a okay, no, they're winning with conviction.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like something schematically has changed. You're watching these guys, you're watching these running backs, because that's something we'll get into with Saturday. Offensively, the offense might have been more of the story. Like, that's the first time that's happened in the last couple weeks. Like, we've been so defense, defense, defense that you forget offensively. I mean, you had two guys running like their head was on fire. I mean, it was
oh, absolutely.
Incredible.
Like, and didn't Jalen Mitchell have a nice run, too, that like late in the second half? Did that get called back?
I feel like there was something where he I mean, he played.
And I don't know who was on the announce team, and I enjoyed them. They got a couple card players mixed up on occasion.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was and you know, not talking smack, it happens, but it wasn't a Charlie Strong situation where
sure.
they were just sure. putting the camera on any bald black man.
Yeah, yeah,
it wasn't that. It
there's Charlie.
Was, yeah, they, yeah, you know, they just they stumbled on a couple of them, but I swear I thought he had a run late. I don't know if it got called back, but wait in the second half. But regardless, you had two guys that comfortably went over 100 yards.
Yeah, man. And you start, of course, I did start to dream with this. I was like, if Evans came back, would Evans and Reuben Owens,
oh my,
be one of the best 1-2 punches? Like,
oh my.
I mean, yeah. I mean, who would rival that? I guess Shelton and Bush. You know, or maybe Bush and Colby Smith, like, yeah, you know.
Well, you know what? It would be nice because it would take some of the pressure off a freshman, like a 5-star freshman. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, so I've seen a handful of highlights. I think he's got that dog in him, as they say.
He's good.
But
really good.
I'm sure it wouldn't hurt to have a little iron versus iron, you know, in his first
Man.
Year here.
Well, and he probably will have that regardless, because what I think you'll have Jordan and Cooley back.
That's true.
I mean,
that's,
so that, no that's matter true. What, like, Evans is just me being just ridiculously selfish. I don't know that Evans will come back. I don't know that he has any interest in coming back, you know. But, man, yeah, that's just me being totally selfish.
You know, talking about winning with conviction,
mm-hmm.
one of the things that I feel like this fan base has gotten so pissed off about, at least I have, and we've talked about it, the bill of goods.
Mm.
The big letdown games that says, hey, we're working on XYZ, and then in the game, XYZ yeah. gets exposed, XYZ is not up to snuff, XYZ even gets dominated,
mm-hmm.
depending on it. And it's like, are you serious? But to Sat's credit and company, what did they say they were gonna change? Sat got more involved on defense. What's happened? They have the best pass rush, and the secondary is playing pretty well, too. In the ACC, at least yeah. the you know, the front seven looks incredible, and the secondary again very good. What else? Chunk plays.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that. What do you have on Saturday? Tyon Evans snapping off a 71 yard run.
Yep.
T. Huddy getting 240 plus yard receptions. I mean, suddenly it's
by the way,
like,
Malik Cunningham stepping up into the pocket on that touchdown to Tyler Hudson. I think everybody in the stadium said the same thing. That's one of the best plays Malik's ever made.
Oh,
yeah.
And I'm so happy for him because we've talked about it.
He was good. I thought he was pretty good.
He drove me nuts in the first half.
Well,
but it wasn't totally his fault.
He had his moments where when you get in the red zone, it's like, Malik, stop it. Like, God, like,
when
I saw somebody say, I can't remember who it was on Twitter, I'm sorry, but they were like, you know, you get there. You don't think Tyon Evans can't score in three plays? Like, come on, man.
Right.
Stop.
Well, there was one play where he scrambled out and he did Malik things.
Yep.
And got out of trouble. And he was looking downfield. And regardless, you were like, okay, just throw it away. But he held on to it. And then he tried to do some Madden spit where he turned around. I was like, there's three defenders. What are you going to do? And we've all done that in Madden and been like, nah, man, I can juke my way out of this.
Yeah.
And then it's like a 15-yard loss. But it was like there were a couple plays where you pulled your hair out, but – but by and large, I mean, he looked very, very crispy. You know, I feel like I'm being a little, I'm channeling Lawrence. And Lawrence did bring it up in the post game.
Yeah.
But it was frustrating. I mean, he was getting booed. With some of those decisions.
Malik,
not to dog on him. He had a great game, but there were a couple times you were like,
I did think he bounced. But yeah, I think fans are accepting, though. I will say this. Fans are accepting Malik as Malik. And I do think, and this is another thing I'm going to add on, and see if you agree with me on this, Nick, but like, it goes back to me saying, I don't want to equate, I hate to do this equation, but I'm going to do it. Satterfield is like, I'm almost like, is he a little bit of John Calipari? Like, he can win and win big when he's got the pieces. But like, if you don't, it can be bad. I mean, you watch Cal. When Cal misses, when they whiff every once in a while on the two classes that just whiffed.
Right. I mean, and there were some injuries involved in there. But sure, yeah, but
and that always adds in too. You know, that always adds in too. I mean, Terrence Clark, God rest his soul, like he was hurt that year a lot, you know, and stuff. But they were Nerlens Noel. But I mean, they were not great even with those guys.
Right, right.
They were NIT teams. Like, they were really bad. But when he's got talent and he's got the pieces to, hey, this is what I need you to do, I'm wondering if, and that's a terrible example on a Monday morning, but it's the best I could come up with. I'm wondering if there's not a little bit of that with Coach Satterfield, because, man, once you see, and the reason I say that is that gives me a little bit of, it adds on some hope going forward, too, because I say, okay, you're bringing in a ton of talent, you know, and when I think of what happens in this offense, when I see Malik make plays like that, because Malik is Malik, and I think we're going to love Malik for what he is, and it'll be an interesting legacy he leaves. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I want him to have a moment.
I do, too. Like,
just punctuate his career.
But I'm not sure at this point he'll ever get that, because I think now you're going to credit Coach at this point. Like, I don't know that Malik's going to ever have some big game. We're going to go, oh, man, that was just Malik's moment, you know, because
I'm honest to God. Like, he might, if he plays like he did, I mean, you saw the best of Malik and you saw the worst of Malik.
Yeah.
Truly. Like, not to dog on his mistakes, because he was far better than he was bad this weekend. But I honestly think that if he finishes career like these last three games playing like that, that could be his legacy. You know, he didn't have a take over the game. He didn't have a Teddy Bridgewater or Lamar Jackson moment where like a Sugar Bowl or
if you're injured, if rumors are true and maybe he's a little banged up and you go into Clemson and win,
then that goes to the, what was the game where Teddy Bridgewater was banged up and just basically willed them to
broken wrist, broken ribs, his ankle was messed up. Yeah, it was like,
basically,
good Lord,
it was like the, yeah, they held
but
him
hear
together,
me out
him
and
duct
tape. This will be the last thing we'll get ready and we'll go to a break, because I think Marcus is here. When Malik steps up and makes throws like that, I do look over, I watch that play, and I'm excited. And then I glance over at Satterfield, and I go, what could he do with a quarterback that can make that play consistently?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. And you might, maybe you get that in Pierce Clarkson.
Yeah,
I know.
Right, sure.
Who knows?
Sure.
You know, I pray that he's more like that as opposed to, you know, Puma, but well, that was a different situation.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Yeah. But I do, it does make you wonder. It does make you wonder. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. Yeah. We'll come back. We'll talk about all this and more. Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven. It's Steve Rummage. Marcus Maven joining me on Middays with Marcus Maven.
I'm just here, so I won't get fined.
Yeah, that's fair. Nick stuffs his mouth with a pumpkin roll.
I'm glad you recognize that.
I love the pumpkin roll. I don't know why you brought the carrots, but the pumpkin roll is...
What is a pumpkin roll?
You've never had a pumpkin
roll? Is this a delegation thing? I didn't know that.
I have no idea what a pumpkin roll is.
It's like pumpkin cake, like you put the dough out and then get like a cream cheese icing on top and literally roll it up. and then slice it.
Oh, my God,
Marcus. It's magic.
You got to have a pumpkin roll.
Yeah, dude. My mom makes a mean pumpkin roll. Like, she deviates a little bit from the traditional Italian stuff for three things. Clam chowder, fire. Apple crisp, fire.
I like clam chowder.
She'll make you some clam chowder.
I like apple crisp, too.
She'll make you some apple crisp.
And pumpkin rolls.
And she'll make some pumpkin rolls.
Your dad's, dude. I brought up your dad's, your father's. What is it?
What the heck is this?
Oh.
Oh.
You're the father.
Three, four leaf blowers. Oh, this sounds like, good
what
Lord.
Is it, parm, something parm?
Oh, chicken parm?
Nope.
No, eggplant.
Eggplant parm. Yeah, eggplant, that's right. Sorry. Parm. His eggplant parm is pretty good.
Yeah, I brought that up to randomly.
Nice. I'm glad. Like, we should do that. We should do like a Chopped, or maybe not a Chopped, but just a food contest. Because every one of us can
love
throw down
show,
one
by
thing.
The way. This was
big fan of Chopped.
I don't want to derail y'all. Y'all, I was enjoying the conversation y'all were having.
Thanks.
Coming
Thank
in
you.
Here. Clemson, Malik, Sat.
Yeah.
Keep going. Like,
there's a lot going on. Yeah. By the way, let me throw out there. Jeff Walls and the women's team take the court tonight against Cincinnati. So
it's a good start.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm gonna sit down and check them out tonight. And
how many leaf blowers do we need? That's a fifth guy.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Like, look, this guy's like, I don't know about that.
I like his hat.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you know, there's a lot of leaf blowing.
Is he wearing a I thought that was a Memphis shirt.
I
do
too. It's, oh my God, it's glittery. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What's I got to know really quick, and then we're gonna get back to Coach Satterfield.
Raw.
I like that.
It says it. Raw.
Do you remember back when people used to say raw? Like, man, that's raw.
I thought you were too young for that.
No, it was elementary or so. Okay. But
I don't remember that.
We were like, oh,
that might have been a little bit before my time.
We were like,
just
what?
The hair.
Yeah, it come in right before, like, that's bad. You know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember bad. Yeah, I remember bad. I remember bad.
Rad.
Rad was a little before me, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't do rad.
I lived in California.
I was going to ask when rad.
I remember when it was radical.
Yeah, I was like, that's a little West Coast, too.
Yeah, it's radical.
Did you do anything that was radical? Like, could you surf or, like, do a kickflip or anything?
You haven't heard the stories?
No, seriously. Yeah. I remember vaguely us talking about this
once. I literally was going to be the Black Tony Hawk. But Charlotte Maben decided that it wasn't worth it to invest. Think about all my athleticism, right?
Right.
Put that in a skateboarder's body.
Yeah.
Charlotte Maben cost me that dream.
Be Tony Hawk.
Marcus Maben doing the 900.
Listen. They
Marcus Maben, pro skater.
They built a half pipe behind my house in Wiesbaden, Germany.
And he smoked it.
And listen. I was dropping in on the extension in 3 days. You know what I'm saying? Grind, kick flip, all that. But Charlotte, when it was time for me to get a new board, Charlotte never invested.
That's pretty good.
Charlotte.
That's awesome.
There you go, right?
You spell out. What did you spell? Skate?
Skate, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, the hidden tape, skate, and then usually you have to skate through, like, windows or something that.
Somebody says, so still rock and roll music. Nick, the delegation is tired of you.
You're skipping over it, Steve. You're lying. People, Steve is lying to you right now.
Okay.
It said, Steve, who are you voting for?
Steve, who are you voting for tomorrow? Oh, it's really easy. I just go in there, and then there's one little thing, and you just hit rip it.
And you
or you hit whatever side you vote for.
And you wonder why the world is screwed up.
Yeah. Vote by the party.
Listen,
somebody's in their car right now.
I hate him.
Get back
I
to it.
Guy.
Get back to it.
I can't believe he does that.
We'll just cancel each other out.
Listen. Like, there's so many people to vote for in these elections. Like, these are the toughest ones because it's like, so I'm like,
I agree.
I don't know. I'm just going to vote with my party. Who's that guy?
I'm with you, though. Yeah. Like, regardless of, you know,
I'm being half hearted, funny there, but. Kind of truthful.
We should have a talent show or something. I mean, there's so many.
Why don't you just pull out all the who's on the line and let's just tell everybody who we're voting for and we'll read them off.
Just snap them off. I don't.
Maybe there'll be some.
It takes more toughness than. Can you hit that one?
What?
That text.
Maybe there'll be some asses I'll vote for. Donkeys.
Yay!
Democratic Party. What?
Call us what you will. Just give us that check.
I don't know. What are you? That's what? Donkey? Elephant? Y'all? What are y'all? Why is everybody looking at me like I'm weird? Like I'm the problem. Okay, what are we doing here? Let's get back to football.
I got news for you. There might be an elephant or two I vote for, too.
I've been known to split every once in a while.
Go both ways, if you will.
James, yeah, I've been known to go both ways. James Madison fans were not friendly. I agree with that. Some of them
were. I don't know anything about
that. They were. You know who James Madison was?
The poor man's Clemson?
No. They were Wichita State in the Final Four.
Mm.
Like, Wichita State coming there. Oh, and they were like making fun of Louisville fans Pompous and stuff. Yeah. Like, yeah, it was like,
dude,
y'all do know we're going to beat you, right? Like,
See, yeah. I don't know. Off the jump, the ones I interacted with were, man, we're just happy to be here. But then when they got beat, they were pissed.
Of course.
They were pissed.
Of course. The majority of them were great, but I don't care about that. I just cared about the ones that were mean.
Okay? Michigan fans can kick rocks, though. Like, off the jump, they were douchey.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, we'll get
Did
to that.
Did you just read that? It takes toughness and mental what? Did you see that?
It takes more toughness than athleticism to be a pro skater. Multiple broken bones a year.
Yeah, because in basketball, like, yeah, because I still don't have I still don't have 10 broken bones in my body.
Yeah. Texter, this is the last thing I read, and then we'll get back to
you. Text that.
Texter just wanted
to. You think I don't know that skating takes injuries? You think I don't know that?
Texter just wanted to give a big shout out to the student life at U of L, because not everybody, we learned this weekend, has the, in the student living areas, not everybody has it as good as we have it, apparently. Here, not everybody in the state is allowed to just, you know.
Whoa, did you put that in your sports center, Nikki?
No, what's this now?
You didn't put any.
I understand how loud it is that I'm pouring this soda.
You didn't put any UK dormitory life sound bites in your sports center?
We didn't have room. Too many guard stats.
Ah. Oh, really?
See?
Yeah. Nick's like, yeah.
L's up. Woo!
What do you think about the UK dorms?
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Are you a fan?
No, like I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
I will tell you, I stayed
bet
at
you don't.
Yeah, I bet you
I'm
don't.
So confused. Like, I'm in a minefield right now. I don't I know
bet,
where to
I bet
go.
You don't see color either.
That's right. Stoplights are just the roll of the dice.
Bet you have a black best friend, huh?
I got three. D.L. Hughley, if you know the number of black friends you have, you're racist. Okay, so.
Marcus, are you my friend?
we work together. Yeah, we work together. Okay, so.
Yes, I'm your friend, Nikki.
We're going to get. Yay. We're going to continue to get into this, man.
I torpedoed this thing.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. But Saturday night. I was telling them what I was talking to you about, man. Just being down there on the field, being back, kind of involved, seeing that team up close, seeing kind of the swagger that they have up close, seeing the camaraderie that they have up close, seeing the nastiness that they have up close. Because I'm telling you, them dudes.
Okay, let me torpedo a little more.
Okay,
the fight situation.
Mm-hmm.
The fight situation.
Yeah.
I'm just taking a cross section in the fight situation.
Terrible time for me to be on the field. And with Josh Hurt, I was looking at our team like, go get him. Go get him.
Did you almost pull that, the young man during the Easter pageant? Just come running in there.
Well, I'll
not on my watch.
I'm not going to put him on blast on air, but we'll talk about Blankenbaker in the commercial break.
The fight situation.
Yes.
Did the sheriff regulate?
Hey, part of you says go for it, because I'm with you, Steve. Mm-hmm. The other part says, hey, let's take a second and say hats off, Scott Satterfield, for your team to have that much discipline.
Mm.
In that situation, I mean, that's your quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He ran him 10 to 12 yards into that wall. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about after the video evidence and what happened. You know, listen, anybody who watched that,
oh yeah,
what you saw in the original play is a guy run your quarterback out of bounds and run him 10 yards into a wall. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. Nobody could tell what was going on.
Right.
That is call for a nuclear explosion.
Oh yeah.
From your players. If most coaches, 90% of coaches, if y'all let that happen to my quarterback, if y'all let this happen to y'all quarterback, don't even come to practice tomorrow. Listen, any coach, most coaches, 95% of coaches, in Power 5 high-level Division 1 football,
yeah,
would have said, if y'all don't come back to the sideline with a jersey in your hand or a helmet of that opponent,
I know,
don't come back over here. Mm-hmm. 95% of the time, our team showed incredible restraint, incredible discipline. Separated, you know, they went to protect, defend, push back, separate. Right?
Yeah.
I saw it, man. I'm just like, it kind of, I'll do this. This will sound like a fun pivot. They lose to Boston College. Mm-hmm. Come back and play another game. And I say, even after they lost to Boston College, I said, I'm kind of impressed about these kids not bailing out.
Yeah.
They bought into the us against the fan base, us against the media, us against the narrative, us against, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, even when I was mad at the coaching staff, I'm like, I don't like the product you're putting on the field. I don't like this. I don't like that. But the respect in the back of your mind is saying, those kids are not bailing on this staff.
Yeah.
So there must be something going on. Either some personal accountability that the players are saying, hey, it's not the coach, it's on us, or something.
Yeah.
So when I see that fight, this is why, you know, I listened to you tell a story, you know, 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, you're sitting like, there's not a scenario,
yeah,
that you could see this coach being here. And then in the back of your mind, you say, but if those players believe in him like they do.
I know. Yep.
Maybe, you know, and that's what we say. Maybe we just fold our arms and say, you got a chance to prove it. Good, tough, you know, stretch back in. You got a chance to prove it. I was impressed with their restraint after I was done being mad about them not going to be savages. Because mm-hmm. It the worst thing in the world after your IRP decision would be
a massive fight.
Yeah. And a helmet swinging. That's a bad look. That Michigan State.
Yeah.
Who were the two teams?
Michigan State, Michigan.
Yeah, guy got isolated, mm-hmm. and they jumped on him.
Yeah.
By the way, that story just got brushed under the rug.
Well, I mean, I don't know. They covered it pretty hard on College Game Day. They got that's pretty nasty on them. Well, yeah.
If you saw the video though, that was.
Oh yeah, that was bad.
That was TMZ.
Right. Yeah, no, I would agree.
Yeah, like if I'm trying to reach out to the passive sports fan who just loves crushing on sports,
yeah,
that should have been a bigger story. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the way our team held back, mm-hmm. I was like, hey, y'all got to give Satterfield another check mark on that.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, and I'll be honest, man, being down there and kind of watching him and watching how he dealt with that situation and then going for it on fourth down, like that's a moment right there because you got to make that play. And we haven't exactly been thrilled with our fourth down play calls. And for him to line back up. What do you hate
more, fourth down or red zones?
Oh, red zone. But for us to line, but I think that's Malik. We'll see. But for him to line up and throw that corner route and just say, man, that was a pitch and catch, man. Like, that was tough. Like, come on now. Like, and that was something where, I mean, you were making a statement there on fourth down. No, I'm not kicking it. Like, I'm not kicking it. I can go from 27, you know what I'm saying, to 30 here. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to throw his touchdown because of that. And he did it.
He ran his players off the field at the end of the game.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they were pretty clear. It was, I'll be honest with you, there was a lot of chippiness during that game. And being on the field after the game, our players were not interested in shaking their hands. And they were kind of making that known. Like, hey, go. Like, that was coaches. But I will say this. The players were, and I was right in the mix of it right there. The players were like, go. Don't shake their hands. Let's get off the field. Like, they were very much like, nah, uh-uh. Y'all been doing that stuff all game. We ain't. Thank you.
I really don't like when people, it's like people do internet beef and stuff, and then they try to, it's all good. Listen, it's like,
they were very, our team was very clear that we don't want no part of this. And I like that.
But you agree with, as far as discipline level, like, I like savagery.
Yeah.
On my team, uncontrolled, you know. But to see the control, you got to acknowledge it and say, hey, you also want your program to represent, you know, some self-control, some discipline.
Texas says, what happened to your Brom love affair? Well, my coach started winning. That's pretty simple.
I'd block them if it was Twitter. Was that a real question? It's not personal. They know we want Satterfield to succeed, right?
Yeah. The whole time. That's all the reason we did. I said, we're going to win this game Saturday. I feel it.
We used Brom to light a fire under Satterfield, obviously.
Yeah. Duh.
We never wanted Satterfield gone. We were just trying to find the right way to motivate. Everybody knows that. Like, did they not get our sarcasm with this whole Brom thing?
Somebody said, please don't talk politics. Do your job, sir. That was 20 minutes ago. Update your app.
Politics is our job.
Yeah. Next hour.
Did we just get told to shut up and dribble?
CNN and Fox.
Broadcast partner of the University of Louisville, WLCL Sellersburg, is 93.9 The Ville.
This is SportsCenter.
Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano, the SportsCenter update, brought to you by Corfix Floor Covering. Call Doug on his cell phone, 502-643-6111. He doesn't want you to be okay with your floor. He wants you to love it. U of L football, they're bowling. Cards bowl eligible after beating JMU 34-10 this weekend. Malik Cunningham slinging three scores, throwing for 223 yards. Cards also with two players rushing for over 100 yards. Juwar Jordan had 117. Tyon Evans with 126, punctuated by this 71-yard TD run.
And it is Evans, slants to the right. Evans cuts through a crack. Evans on the loose. They probably won't catch him. 40, 30. He's too fast for him. 10, 5. Touchdown, Tyon Evans. 71 yards, tops his 52-yarder of last week.
That heard right here on 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Lou App. Cards next up against number 12 Clemson on the road Saturday. Other scores, Chiefs beat the Titans in OT 20-17. Bengals double up the Panthers 42-21. And the Colts scorched by the Pats 21-3. On the pitch, Lou City beating Tampa Bay in the USL Conference Final, winning 1-0. They head to San Antonio for the USL Championship November 13th. The Ponies, Flightline remains unbeaten, winning the Breeders' Cup Classic by 8 legs. And tonight, Louisville women's basketball against Cincinnati, 4:45 pregame, 5 p.m. tip on 93.9 The Ville. Also, Monday Night Football, 7:45 here on 93.9 The Ville. Raven Saints.
Genesis Diamond's biggest and last sale of the year is... Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.